Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Chris is still waiting to get on, so let's get him in here right away. Hey, Chris.
How's it going?
Good. Good. How are you?
There you are. Good morning, guys. Hey, I watched the game the other night when Van Vliet was out. And I just want to say, I really like the way that first group looks with Amen at the point. You know, Jalen looks a lot more free to kind of do his thing and be himself. I really like the way the confidence with Jalen, for me, when Van Vliet's not on the floor, just looks different. And it gives Alpie more touches because you don't have Van Vliet, you know, driving the ball and just throwing it up and hoping it goes in. Amen is a lot better on defense, can switch up a lot better, and Amen's a lot better at finishing. You know, I know Amen doesn't spread the floor out like Van Vliet, but I didn't see that being an issue. I realized it was only Washington, but anyway, I just thought that was an observation I had. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts. Thanks.
I agree. Hey, listen. Oh, man, I just saw Brad O said this is the most athletic guy in the league, and I don't know that you can – listen, you could argue that there are a lot of athletic guys in the league, but Amen is just ridiculous how – and Lance, I know Fred Van Vliet said, listen, I want to be here long-term. I would, too, if I was making $40 million a year. You keep paying me $40 million, and I'll stay. I'll stay around forever.
That's like going home with – the girl that you thought you had no chance with, and you know you really don't, you shouldn't be there. And then that night, or maybe if you're lucky enough in the morning, saying, you know what, I just don't want to leave. I want to stay here forever. And she's like, well, that's okay. Not an option.
Well,
that's just not an option, Fred.
That's what happened to Jonathan in Disclaimer. He wanted to stay there forever, and look what happened.
Don't tell.
Okay.
Just stay back. Oh, just stay back from the microphone. Don't
tell. So anyway,
enough, Jonathan. Enough. Okay, enough. Disclaimer: Episode 3, Episode 4. That's almost.
Yes,
it. Well, watch the whole
say.
Thing.
I don't listen. I think long term. I think he's right. I think Amen is the starter. I think Amen is a facilitator. Amen can get guys. Amen makes you run. Amen makes you so much more athletic, so much better defensively. I know Fred can. He's really good on the perimeter. He ain't Amen. He ain't Amen defensively. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. Amen is a beast.
No offense, Chris, but I don't think anyone keeps Jalen Green from playing free. Do you see his shot selection? No matter who's on the floor, I think Jalen Green's free. No matter who's out there.
Well, both of them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Backcourt's not afraid. Amen,
Fred. Doesn't matter. Jalen's going to get up his shots.
I'll give Ime some credit for this, because usually when you have coaches like Ime Udoka, a lot of times they tend to be, you know, you think of like Kelvin Sampson. You don't want bad shot selection. You think of players who get tight because they may get pulled at any time, things like that. That's not who Ime Udoka is. You can take your – he does not pull guys for bad shots. He doesn't – I mean, this is pro basketball. It's not high school. It's not college. But he doesn't mind – you be you. If anyone tells us that, it's Fred Van Vliet. Fred Van Vliet has never met, and this year more than any year, he's trying to get shots off in the paint. Like, Fred's trying to hit fadeaways on people. Fred, this is not it. But this is, he made a great point. And think about this. You just said this, John. When the culture changes, Fred VanVleet, and I give them full credit, Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks, full credit. Love that they came out. I understood they're both overpaid, too long for Dylan, too much for Fred. You paid for a very specific thing that had less to do with basketball and more to do with culture. But when the culture changers aren't on the court, I'm kind of thinking it's a better team. You just have better options. You get more minutes for Reed Shepard. You get more minutes for, you know, Tari and Amen playing together and Jabari. Like, no offense, but when the culture changers aren't on the court anymore or on the roster, I think they're going to be just fine.
Dylan doesn't bother this year.
Dylan doesn't bother me.
But Fred, the way that he has played this year, he had one game where he was 10 for 11 and it has skewed his statistics. Fred has been bad. Fred has been really bad this year.
You need to credit Ime for this. The fact that his starting backcourt is both shooting under 40% from the floor. And let's be clear, under 39% from the floor. It's a credit that they are where they are as far as their record is. It's the defense, because they can't count on the scorers outside of Şengün to be consistent. Like, Jalen's a 38.9% shooter right now. The reason he's averaging nearly 21 points per game is because of high value. Yep. That's why. He gets his shots up. So I didn't know what Chris meant about playing more free. And then we know Fred's been pretty bad all year. So they are overcoming the lack of efficiency and shooting from their backcourt.
Now, this has been relatively new from the three-point. Because three-point range, Jalen was sitting there in pretty good shape. And then he's 2 of his last 12. Actually, he's 4 of his last 20. But which has caused him to come down from a three-point standpoint. But
I just enjoy the style of basketball. First of all, you're running more with Amen on the floor. Secondly, late in the shot clock, they toss it out to Amen. He ain't just throwing up a three. He's still driving to the basket. I mean, there are plenty of times where he's getting that ball, and he's not settling for a three. He's driving and trying to draw a foul or get himself a layup. I just like that style of basketball better than Fred.
Well, but it's not. Now, but it's also, John, you're not dependent when you watch the games. You know why you like it more? It's not just like two guys who you're watching who have to play well. And then it puts all the onus and pressure. I'm looking at Jalen's numbers. It's kind of crazy. What do you think his assist-to-turnover ratio is without looking?
Assist-to-turnover?
Yeah, just guess.
It's probably 2-1.
It's 1-1.
1-1.
It's two. That's not good. It's the worst of his entire career right now.
If we're just going by
the
numbers,
worst of his entire career
outside of aesthetically how they're playing and because they're winning, their backcourt has been terrible.
Yeah, actually, you know, statistically.
Wait a minute. Last week, everybody was claiming that Jalen Green is one of the best players in the NBA.
I don't know who you're talking about, but he's never been that.
In the league, but he has, like, he shot poorly. Some of the numbers have come down over the last two games.
But
really
everybody, listen, outside of Houston, everybody was looking. Listen, nationally, he was getting a lot of love. They're not watching his shooting. They're looking at points per game.
Well, the points per, which is weird because a lot of people like to look at efficiency. And he's, like I said, nearly a 21 per point per game scorer. But he's not playing well. They're winning, but it's their defense. You look at what they do defensively. And the fact that it's early, but they're fifth seed right now, you start to compare them points per game. It's a very simplistic way to go about it. They're one of the top teams in the West with points per game, opponents' points per game. But you look at their scoring average, they don't score the basketball. So as much as you like the up and down style and the frenetic pace of Tari and Amen Thompson, they're not a good offensive basketball team. But because they drag you into the mud defensively, they find a way to win.
I don't like simplifying and saying it's just Jalen or it's just Fred shooting too much.
They're not.
They're a team that it breaks down when it goes half court. When they move, it's fine. But when it gets sticky, which will happen with certain combinations, it's not good. They are not a consistent half court team, and they don't run as much as they need to. But they get garbage points. They get steal layups like they did the other day. And it's not – that's why I think to hyper-focus on – like, I'm more focused on the team. Over the last few years, I've been focused on individuals. Now, if Jalen doesn't play well, it doesn't matter. They can still win. Like, I'm more involved in other, if you're keeping my team from winning, I got a problem. If you're not keeping my team from winning, I'm not as bothered by it. And you know, his steals are higher than they've been for his career, which is nice, just by a little bit. His three-point percentage is slightly higher than his career numbers. But Jalen's not – you don't have to have Jalen play great for you to win. That's what I care about, is the team is built out.
Well, I would ask your expectations, because if if you're talking initially, you
higher than 43 you come and a half
down. Yeah, that's your bet. But you came down from 50 where you thought that might be. They're going to need that backcourt to play well to reach whatever goals they have set out for themselves beyond making the playoffs.
And I think he will. And I think that you're seeing, if you look at Fred VanVleet historically, this is not, there's going to be a regression. There's going to be a progression to the mean. So what you're seeing right now, he's more than likely going to play much better at some point. This is not a he's so old that he's fallen apart, a Abreu thing at first base. That's not what this is. So I think that you're going to see some guys who aren't playing as well now start playing better. And then guys, there aren't really hot players like Amen Thompson, Tari Eason. Their game is not predicated on the outside shot falling. They're hustle players. That's all. They're always going to get theirs. They're always going to get rebounds. They're always going to get putbacks. They're always going to get, you know, create second shots for you. When your game is predicated on hustle and activity, you don't – hustle and activity doesn't slump. That doesn't slump.
Yep. No, absolutely. All right, 713-780-3776. The number if you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. You got thoughts on that or Texans or whatever it is you want to talk
also,
about.
Also, we need one person right now to call in. We got somebody who will buy Gilbert his steak dinner. Steak, corn on the cob. Gilbert wants his steak dinner from Chili's. He's lost. The last two times he didn't get what he wanted. He
and
said
French fries.
And French fries, Gilbert. He has
French fries.
He basically said, if I don't get a hat, the Astros are gonna lose to the Tigers. And they did, 0-2. If I don't get my steak, Texans are going to lose to the Lions, which we thought they were going to anyway. On Monday, he said, if I don't get my steak and corn on the cob, then the Texans are going to lose to the Cowboys. I need one person to call in and get on the air who will offer to take Gilbert his food. One person, because Reagan said, if you are flying, he's buying.
Okay. You have gotten so much from Gilbert all these years. It's time to give back.
Yeah, give back to your community and your community being Gilbert.
To your Gilbert community. And give back to Craig DeSurf.
Yeah, give back. Well, you don't have to give back to him. He wants to keep giving to you. That's all he wants to keep doing is giving to you. And that's why he's got offers right now on the table that are phenomenal. They're looking at – I'm getting ready to take a look at getting a new vehicle. And one of the vehicles that I'm looking at is I love the Chevy Traverse. Love, love, love it. I've had it for a while and for two different versions, and I absolutely love it. But right now, I may end up getting the Buick Enclave because the Buick Enclave is the same size and body type of the Chevy Traverse, but it's got interior features that are absolutely unbelievable, and they have great deals going on right now on all Buicks. And that's something, if you never take a look at the Buick, you might not know. But I'll give you an example right now of some of the Buick offers that they have going on. Buick, I just got my Buick up. Here it is. They have deals on SUVs because they got a new shipment of them. And the 24 Envision, which is what my son drives, is a 0.9% APR financing for 36 months for well-qualified buyers. But you get no monthly payments for the rest of the year, and you get a dealer discount on top of that. That's an example of what they're doing over there on the Buick side. If you haven't looked at a Buick in years, you're going to be blown away, not just by the exterior and how sporty they are, but the interior features are incredible. The tech is incredible. Check out the Buicks at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, brand new SUVs on the lot with new deals being made every single day. Go to GulfCoastChevyBuickGMC.com or head out to Angleton and see my man Craig DeSurf.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, well, Lance asked for it, and maybe we got it. Does this Tiger, does he want to bring Gilbert food, Dell? Is this what we're talking about?
That's what it says.
All right, let's see.
I'm here, just so you know.
Are you going to bring Gilbert his steak and fries and corn on the cob and Dr. Pepper?
Sorry. I was on the treadmill. I'm off now. I want to say something first. This is the Stratford Spartans out of West Houston coming through because I went to high school with Reagan. and I completely vouch for everything that that he's done for Gilbert on this. So yeah, we're gonna help him out and hopefully get everyone's bets turned back around, because I'm sure everyone's been hurt like we have over these last couple weeks.
Tiger, I want to tell you. So this is, I didn't want to say this. I wanted to check your, give you a purity test to make sure it's for the right reasons. So Reagan is going to buy. So Reagan is going to buy the meal. And Reagan also said he's going to Venmo you $100 for bringing it over there.
Sure.
No, serious. John knows. When I tell you that, Reagan said, because you're doing this for Gilbert and for the city, he's going to Venmo you $100. We'll get your Venmo off the air, your Cash App, your whatever, and we will send you $100. Reagan's going to send you $100. He's a good Aggie. He's going to send you $100 for doing this, and he'll buy the food for Gilbert. He said, if you're flying, he's buying. So thank you for – Tiger, thank you for your service.
Absolutely. What I really want to do is lift this curse. It's a powerful curse, you know. I've been keeping up with it, and it's some powerful stuff. So, you know, like I said, I'm sure I'm not the only one that's been hurt as far as having to pay up on Monday mornings. And this last one just really hurting. And yes, I will do whatever it takes to come through on this for everybody.
Let's get
for
your,
sure.
Let's
and
get
about
your phone
Reagan,
number
about
off
Reagan,
the
about
yeah.
Reagan. I would even say this. I appreciate that, you know, he put that little extra bread on there, but that's not necessary. Reagan's a great guy. I vouch for him. We grew up together. West Houston, like I said, Stratford Spartans proud. And maybe we can even use that money towards something else, you know, like maybe something cool towards the Christmas party at Nick's that I go to every year. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
A great incentive. What a great incentive.
All right. Well, look,
hey,
we'll
that's
get your.
Awesome. We'll all right, get I'm your... putting up the H because you're doing it for the H.
Yeah, you did it for the H.
I'm throwing up the H right now.
Hold on. Let's make sure we have your number so we can give you the location where Gilbert is.
Yeah.
And then I guess you just need to get there by 11 because – and it really doesn't matter. Even if Gilbert's already eaten, their food sucks there, and Gilbert will keep it. He'll eat it. He'll have a second lunch. It's not a problem. Last time I went at about 12:30 or 1, and Gilbert hadn't eaten anything. And I looked. I said, "Oh, you've already eaten." He goes, "Lift up that tray." So I lifted up the thing, and it was like, I lifted it up and saw depression. It was like, "Oh, not these kind of green beans."
Anyway, that is awesome, Tiger. Thank you for your service. We appreciate you, Reagan. We appreciate you. That is really, really cool what you guys are doing. Gilbert will be. He will love it. Is it happening today? I don't know. Whatever the case may be, whenever it happens, Gilbert. Well, it's not like he'll be appreciative.
Uh-huh.
He'll say, "Yeah, thank you," but then get me my ketchup, and then he'll say, "Hey, where's my Dr. Pepper?"
And French fries.
And French fries.
And French fries. And French fries.
The greatest.
And French fries. Don't forget the French fries.
No, you're Tiger. Gonna. You will
Corn
be a waiter.
On the cob.
You will be a waiter.
Yeah.
You will be shocked at the lack of appreciation.
Yeah, I know. It is. There is
it
no
will
appreciation.
Be stunning.
You're not doing it for the thank you.
For the glory, yeah. But, you know. Well, he did tell me thank you a couple times. Yeah, he was thankful.
Yeah, maybe
but then he'll say thank you. Now, give me that ketchup.
Well, he's, yeah, thank
now,
you, but you're also, steak. Yeah, you're also, yeah.
Cut my steak.
I had to cut it with. A plastic look. There's plastic not knife. Steaks. There's not a lot of steaks you want to cut with a plastic knife. So I'll just tell you that.
There's some, but Chili's maybe not.
Chili's is fine. It was just you're not. Plastic knives weren't made for steaks sort. Killens doesn't have plastic knives for you to cut his steaks.
No. But you know what? You got to do that on an airplane. So you know what? You got to do it at Gilbert's as well.
Yeah.
I don't think they're giving Gilbert, steak knives at the home.
No.
I'm pretty sure that's not happening.
No.
All right, we got who else is on the line there, Del? Oh, pinche la raza, qué pasó, mijo?
The board of gentlemen. I was coming in to do that for favor for Gilbert, man. I was like, shoot, I could have done that if you wanted me to. And, you know, I don't mind taking the $100. I'll swing the deal down, you know. But, hey, let's say this. If anything happens, I could be the backup.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you're the backup.
I don't know that Gilbert would like you. I'll
Tiger's going to be – well.
You think he'd like Irv's moves? Do you think he'd like the way the Irv operates?
Who are you?
Yeah.
All right, and give me the proof. Thanks.
You know
bye.
You know how La Raza can get, like, say things to, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, Gilbert.
I just don't see a world where Gilbert appreciates La Raza coming in with his food.
No, I know immediately La Raza walks in there. Hey, Gilbert, what do you think of Wendy Granato?
Yeah, immediately. Hey, bring him a big bowl of menudo and see what he does.
Oh, my God, no.
I didn't ask for this anyway.
I will say the Tiger took my spot. I guess that is what it is, man. But I want to talk about the situation with CJ, man. Can we talk about this real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like he's not being spiritual enough. I haven't seen him talk about Jesus. I haven't seen him talk about being positive and believing in all God. So, Dale, do you have that clip that I sent you?
I haven't listened to it yet. I have to go. I don't know if we should play it, but I have to listen.
It's just a quick. It's a youth pastor. He's very in a mode, like, it's very spiritual. You can just play. I want CJ to be this positive. Because he tried to get us.
He's the one that brought that tight end to our
attention. I'm reading the caption. I'm not playing this.
That's what I'm saying. He can't even go see Gilbert.
I'm reading this caption right now for the clip.
What does it say?
Read it.
It says, Daddy. No, I'm not reading. I don't want that sounder.
What does it say?
Nope. Well,
you're the one that captures it, nobody else.
He's not.
You almost got me. There are other producers here.
LaRosa's not doing anything trying to actually help.
I'm looking
you know
at
that.
It. I'm not reading this.
No, right.
It says the phrase, fill me, but there's more before that.
The phrase what?
I can't say it.
Oh, no.
It's a youth pastor saying something out of context that he shouldn't have said because now it's forever on the internet. I'll send it to you, and you guys can determine whether we should play it or not. I'm guessing you're going to say yes because you have no governor.
All right, we'll play it.
He's trying to trick us, though.
Yeah, he's trying to trick us.
Of course he's trying to trick us.
Hey, Dale, I sent you something. You can just play it. You don't need to listen to it. Just play it. It's fine. How about he told you that? No, don't even check it. Just hit play.
Hey, top of the hour, Josh Pate to talk about this college football stuff. But we'll see if we can play it in the next segment right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we got to talk a little Zadok Jewelers.
Zadok Jewelers, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard is where your dreams come true, or more importantly, where her dreams come true. I mean, it could be yours. It could be a watch that you're looking for, Piaget. It could be a Cartier watch. It could be any number of watches. The Breitling, the new Houston Texans Breitling watch that was made, one of only 104 watches that are made for the Texans. It's really beautiful. It's extremely well done. I was blown away. But you know you're going to find something that she absolutely loves, whether it's for a birthday, anniversary. How about a push gift? Your wife is getting ready to have a baby or she just had a baby. A push gift is something that is really, really appreciated. Or it could be just because you just want to, you know, show her your love. Maybe it's for a Christmas present. Earrings, bracelets, necklaces. They can take old jewelry, melt it down, and create something brand new with their designer, something that's modern and something that is going to be for her. I mean, there's so much that they can do there, but the selection they have from the biggest designers or even the in-house custom craftsmen is going to be enough, I think, to really help you find the perfect gift no matter what the occasion. It's Zadok Jewelers, always, always finding the perfect gift for anyone that you love. Zadok Jewelers, that's 1801 Post Oak Boulevard.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us. All right, now play it.
Lance and I are offering this disclaimer. This is all John. We have voted 1-2 to play it, but John has decided he still wants to hear it.
Well, what's the context that John
wants to hear? It's a youth pastor.
You're right.
It's a youth pastor speaking to his flock.
Okay.
So imagine the audience and listen to what this gentleman says, and you can be the judge of whether we should have played it or not.
Daddy, please, fill me. Don't you all want you to pray? Let's pray it out loud. Let's not be scared. Let's pray it out loud. Daddy, please, fill me. Don't let me miss you. I want you.
a youth pastor.
Yes.
Daddy, please fill me.
That's what he said.
That's what he says.
To a youth group.
Well, and then he had all the girls say it?
Yeah.
Well, you hear the, in the background, it sounded like a lot of adolescent girls saying it back.
And John gave that the stamp of approval?
I played it for him through my phone into the mic. And he was like, sure. Jesus.
Oh, you're going to watch. Jesus. You're going to watch Disclaimer, but you don't want to watch a youth pastor.
He watches Disclaimer in the comfort of his own home.
I don't get my flock to chant.
He doesn't get Daddy,
watch it with the flock.
Have,
like this guy.
He doesn't have Sam and Abigail saying that here at the station. This guy's like literally his flock. Who's Daddy in this scenario?
Called God Father.
God, Father.
You don't say Daddy. Who says Daddy about God?
Have you called God Daddy before, John?
Hey, no, Daddy. Hey.
Don't make that noise.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Daddy.
No, I've never done that, so okay.
Poppy? Do we call God Poppy? What do we do?
We don't. I can't speak for everybody, but I've never heard him say gracias, papi. I've never heard that in a Spanish. I've gone to Spanish Mass before, and I never heard gracias, papi del rey.
Has the minister up there ever done that? Has the priest, the bishop, the chaplain, who has ever done it besides that guy?
Now people are saying C.J. Stroud has daddy issues. Are you happy, John? Are you happy now?
Well, his dad did find his way to prison.
No, but daddy,
no,
as in God.
He's always talking about God.
As in God.
Oh, okay.
Daddy. Yeah. Different. Not daddy's baby girl. That's not who we're... Daddy's baby girl. That's not what that was either.
Daddy's baby girl.
Now what do we do with this bit of... do we do with this sound?
Thank you, Irv. Thanks for bringing that to the table. What are you doing, Irv?
What are you doing? We expect it from Irv, but you give him a go-ahead. Play it. That's on you. You can't blame Irv.
I'm blaming Irv right here and now. I'm blaming Irv. Irv, what are you doing? What are you bringing all this stuff? Why are you bringing the tight end from Pittsburgh State to the show?
He's so toxic. Okay? Irv's so toxic.
Irv is.
La raza is toxic. Raza. And then I brought that guy up to a couple of college teams.
I missed the warehouse where he attacks the warehouse instead of us.
Right? Yeah, the Lazy J back and forth has kind of ended.
Yeah.
Well, but we get attacked, but they're sneak attacks. Like, right. Gentlemen, I need you. There's a tight end from Pittsburgh State that I think is going to be a draft pick. Immediately my antenna's up like something's off. Something's wrong.
Irv.
I don't know what this is. Then, hey, Dell, I need you to – there's something I played. I think CJ needs to hear the youth pastor. Can you just play it? You don't need to check. Just play it. It's clean. It's fine. I'm not saying to. No. That was him.
Let's pray it out loud. Let's not be scared. Let's pray it out loud. Daddy, please fill me.
Jeez. Oh, God.
Wow.
Imagine, John, you walk into Mass one day. And that's what you hear.
Hey, I saw you. Hey, we played your greatest hits on my radio show.
What's going on?
I'm not doing that. I'm not walking in, and that's what I'm going to hear. I don't think that's happening. I'm pretty sure that's not happening. Josh Pate is joining us at the top of the hour. I'm looking forward to that because this college football is really getting interesting, and it'll be even more interesting when Ohio State plays Indiana. Four of the top five teams are from the Big Ten. I did not see that coming. Four of the top five teams are Big Ten. Only Texas at number three is an SEC team represented in the top five. A month ago, there was no way that was going to happen. There was no way that would be the case. And here we are. We got that. Jose Altuve wins the Silver Slugger. A story here, if not Alex Bregman, who? So, how about...
You mean for the Astros?
For the Astros. Do you go out? I think they're just going to go, and they're just going to go with one of these young guys that they put out there last year, even though he had four errors in a game. This is what they're going to do. This one says, hey, how about Paul DeJong? Gio Urshela, Yoan Moncada, or Jose Iglesias? DeJong played for Kansas City last year.
Who's the oldest?
The Mets.
Who's the oldest?
I don't know, but
I'm looking
tell
for the
you,
oldest players.
I can tell you the one that has played the least over the last 5 years. Juan Moncada has missed an average of over 80 games a season.
Ooh, no
over
thanks.
80 games a season.
And
the
only
White
30.
Sox gave him a huge deal after he had a 900 OPS, and he missed over half a year every single year after. Well, on average, over a half a year, over a half a season. That is do not sign Juan Moncada.
Sure, no. So that's a no. Urshela's really a part-time player, basically. I mean, he's 33 years old. And, well, he played 128 games this year, 62 the year before, 144. But, I mean, the productivity's nothing. It's nothing so that's going to get you excited. The third baseman they have listed here, J.D. Davis. Moncada, as you mentioned, who's always hurt. Urshela, who's not a replacement.
No. How about Iglesias? He's interesting. Here's the problem. He swings at 52% of pitches and 39.5% chase rate, which is not good. But he's still at a 381 on base and an 830 OPS.
He's 35. Your quest to get old is...
Yeah, and he missed a lot of games.
I mean, I don't want to get that much older. You're literally going 5 years older.
Yeah.
You're going 5 years older, like, for what? And what position are you going to play him at?
Well, he's going to play third.
I mean, boy, with all that power, how can you not play him there since he's had double-digit home runs one time in his entire career? No, there's no options that are here. If not Alex Bregman, who? Nobody. They have to sign Alex Bregman. I mean, other than targeting a shortstop and then moving, or it's going to be Whitcomb. I mean, it's going to be Whitcomb. You're right. It's going to be Shea Whitcomb.
Yeah.
Whitcomb's actually performed well in the minor leagues. Give him a chance. I don't want this. I don't want this. This is old. This is no upside. You're mentioning another. You're basically mentioning yet another Jose Abreu. I'm not interested in old and no upside or injury prone. No thanks. Give me Whitcomb and let's see what happens.
And you got a guy who you got player control over.
Yeah, this is this is gross. This list is gross.
No, there's nothing. There's really not much behind him. There's not much behind him.
He's at the top of the list, and it's not even close.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I don't think that they sign him. I know he wants to come back here, and the Astros say they want to bring him back, but the Yankees have got to have somebody that is going to perform in the postseason.
Oh,
and Alex Bregman is going to be
when we come back, I want to bring up there's going to be a new player that is available. Should the Astros be in on this player, and will they be in on him?
All right.
When we come back.
We'll do that on the other side. Right now, though, we got Pro Dunk to talk about. I got to talk about basketball. We've been talking basketball this morning. We've been talking about the Rockets. Your kids are watching the Rockets. They're excited about the Rockets. They're 7-4. They want to go outside, and they want to play. They want to be like Tari Eason. They want to be like Amen Thompson. They want to dunk the basketball. They want to have some fun outside, Dad. Well, they can't do it because they're too little. They're too slow. They can't jump. Okay, but they can act like they do because you can lower the goal and make them feel like they're more athletic. Okay, maybe it's unrealistic, but it's fun. That's what they want to do, Dad. They want to have fun. All right, when you look at the website, that's all the kids are doing is dunking. They lower that goal and they dunk. Don't staple one of those white backboards to your garage and think the kids are going to go out there and play. They're not, okay? Get them a Pro Dunk goal so that the whole neighborhood will be over at your house, in your driveway, in your backyard. You know where your kids are. You know that they're all safe. You know that they're having fun. You know that they're enjoying the Pro Dunk goal because it's the best goal. Everyone will enjoy the Pro Dunk goal. It's not even arguable which is the best goal ever, and it's Pro Dunk goal. So if you're looking for the best goal in the market where your kids will have fun, ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
By the way, just an FYI, I'm in studio next week, Monday through Thursday. So Taqueria Aranda's better come Monday through Thursday and not Friday.
They're supposed to come on Friday.
No, they're coming Monday through Thursday.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, no.
No,
let's
we'll
just
get
make
him in.
Sure,
I'll
let's
talk
make
to
sure we get this right.
Sal, if you're listening, We're going to need that food on Thursday.
Thursday.
Bro. I mean.
Thursday.
Yeah, like tomorrow.
By the way, I'm not going to be here for News of the Weird today because I'm going to career day at my son's high school.
Is this the one
I've even made a PowerPoint.
Is this the one who always misses school?
No, he doesn't. No, they don't miss school. They're just late to classes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there's.
So wait, are you presenting?
I'm one of many presenters.
What are you presenting?
Sports talk.
You going to talk about your recent Hall of Fame induction?
Yeah, of course. I'm leading with it, and I'm finishing with it.
Wow.
How long do you have?
I'm going to start
with. Because
you
only had like 3 minutes at the Hall of Fame. How much do you have now?
I've got something.
He only had 3 minutes, but he only took seven.
I know. That's the point. I'm trying to figure out. How long will this go?
I've got 30 minutes prepared.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
30 minutes?
Well, I've got a long story to tell.
Man, are you the only one today?
No,
cut it down.
Cut it to 15.
Cut it down.
I think there's like 12.
Plan for 15 because you know you're going to go 30.
There's like
so
12
plan
people.
For 15.
There's like
12?
My son Sebastian's going into
How long is this class?
Sebastian's going to anesthesiologist. And my wife said, you've got to be a doctor for that. You're not going to do that. Why are you even going? You don't even like school. She goes, you don't even like school. Why would you be going to an anesthesiologist? And you know why? Because I told him one time anesthesiologists make bank.
Yeah, but you got to study for that.
Yeah, but you know how kids are today. They just think you might be able to YouTube that sucker. Just if you watch enough on YouTube, you never know. You just never know. You may post the perfect thing or just meet somebody who says, hey, do you want to come do anesthesiology for me? That's how they think. They don't think that you have to actually do a lot of boring school stuff.
Career day.
Yeah, career day. I'm like sports talk. And then how do you become a sports talk guy, mister? I'm saying, well, you can start a handicapping company like I did, which is a little different path. Or just
go to Syracuse.
Do I have to go to Missouri and Syracuse? No, actually you don't.
Northwestern.
Just start a podcast. Start a podcast.
A lot of people are asking, did you ever remember the name of the second coach?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yesterday?
No, and it's killing me. It's not. A lot of people aren't asking that. One guy's asking that. And no, and it's killing me. And I don't want to text my brother.
No, a couple are.
I don't
Art
text,
and Jackie both
I don't
want
to text my brother and find out. I just want it to come to me naturally. I know what he looked like. He was shot left-handed. He had a beard and glasses. I think it starts with a W, but it's not Wall.
Think of the relief when you finally think of this name.
I know, but I refuse to text my brother or any of my friends who would know immediately and tell me the name because that's cheating. My mind has got to eventually pick it up.
You trust your mind to do this?
Yeah, eventually it will. It'll eventually, like I go through the alphabet, I'm like, W names, Wall, Watson. So it'll come to me. I don't like thinking about it. I've already dealt with this through Jackie with a tweet. It's already on my mind. Just move to a different subject. Oh, I got to tell you about the guy the Astros are going to pass on.
Who is it?
Well, let me hold on. Let me pull up. Yeah, go ahead and keep talking. I'm pulling up.
While he's doing that, let's think of W names for him. Williams.
No, that's.
Worley. Coach Walker.
Wait, Walker. No. Coach Wolford. No.
Coach Willie.
Wait. I think it is a W. Walker.
Coach Willow Bay.
No.
The partner for Ahmad Rashad. Willow Bay.
Yeah.
NBA Inside Stuff.
No.
Yeah. Coach Wannabe. Coach Willoughby. Coach was never.
Damn
Coach,
it.
Coach Williams.
Coach Wallace.
Is it Wallace?
Is it Coach Wallace?
Willingham.
Oh, he's having a bad year. Whittingham. No.
Kyle Whittingham. Willingham is the former Notre Dame Stanford
Whittingham.
Coach. Whittingham's having a bad year, yeah.
Todd Whitting. Was it Todd Whitting?
Who are you, you calling your brother?
Hello.
Hey, Chris, it's Lance. You're live on the air right now. What was our, not Coach Liverance, but who was the other, the eighth grade basketball coach that came down from Michigan?
Liverance.
No.
Tall guy.
He had glasses and a beard.
Oh, man, I can't remember.
Damn it.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'll call you later.
Hey, Chris, was it Walker or Williams or Willow Bay?
He can't hear you.
He knows everything. Like, he never forgets anything. Oh, God. I got something else to do.
Worthington.
No, it's not. I don't think it's
Worthy.
W.
James Worthy.
Not, was James Worthy your basketball coach?
No, it's not a
That'd
W.
That'd be great.
Walker. It's not a W.
Williamson.
Name. It's not a W.
Was
name.
It Billy Williams, the left fielder for the Cubs?
It was not any of these guys. Coach.
Wooden. Was John Wooden your basketball coach?
It's not that. Can I get to a Japanese pitcher? All right. Talking about
this. Why are you even mentioning the Astros with him?
No, don't. What are you guys yelling about? Why are you so mad?
Because it's ridiculous.
Why are you guys so mad?
We know where that guy's going.
This is a ridiculous segment.
Why, what are you saying about Jim Crane, that he won't spend money on this team? Is that what you're trying to tell me, John?
I'm trying to tell you that there's zero chance.
All I've been told is that Jim Crane spends the most money on the Astros. He spends exorbitant amounts on the Astros, the most money on the Astros. Nobody spends more. And then all the guys go away. Over the weekend, according to Josh Barton here on this little email we got, Roki Sasaki, Japanese pitcher. Now, usually star Japanese pitchers are late 20s, early 30s when they come to the league, right? This guy's 23. Sasaki is going to be 23 years old. All the major league team, but 23 of the teams are expected to have an interest. Where do you think the Astros are on this list, John, of teams that should have? They're on the list. I mean, where should the Astros be? The Astros have a robust set of international pitching. It's never been Japanese, but it's Spanish speaking.
Oh, really? Kikuchi? Okay.
Well, they traded for him, but he was not homegrown.
Right.
But this has a chance to be a quote unquote not homegrown, but you know what I mean. You get a chance to have the guy the first time he steps foot. You wouldn't want this? With Verlander out, with Urquidy gone, with Garcia maybe coming back, but maybe even not. Maybe McCullers doesn't come back. Christian, actually, if you think about it, our pitching staff right now is a big concern because you have absolutely no idea what is going to happen.
Well, there's zero. Okay. Okay, where are the Astros on the list?
Okay, Roki Sasaki. The favorite, Dodgers, 3-1, obviously, because they have learned to cheat the system.
Well, it's Japan South.
Right, but any place could be Japan. We could be Japan Dirty South.
No, they're just making it easy for the Japanese media.
Oh, yeah.
No.
San Diego Padres, 4-1. So, there's another one. Or you can go to New York.
Japan Gulf Coast, is that what you want to be?
The Mets are 6-1. And then you go Pacific Northwest, Seattle 7-1.
Seattle.
Let me guess. Right. The Giants are next up at 8-1. The Yankees are up at 9-1. Okay, those are the standard six. Two New York teams and four on the West Coast, three in California, one up the way in Seattle. After that, it goes the high-dollar Yankees, obviously, Chicago Cubs, and then you start getting real teams. Philadelphia 11-1, Tampa Bay 12-1, Atlanta Braves, Rangers, and Blue Jays are all 14-1. The Tigers, Minnesota Twins, and Red Sox – or no, Tigers and Twins are 16-1. Red Sox 18-1. And here we are, the Houston Astros, 20-1. I don't like this. I don't like that the Astros should be considered a 20-1, that they're a 20-1 team for something like this. When you have a pitcher that's 23 years old and by the way, brings money to he's going to bring money in, right? Jim Crane should be thinking, like, this is a cash cow, a Japanese fan base that's going to pay attention to a young star for years to come. This has a chance to be a cash cow for you. It's a smart financial move.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Why? Say it out loud. Say it out loud.
We can talk about it at a different time. We got Josh Pate coming up next.
Josh Pate just saved your ass from flying on that
right
private
here
plane.
On ESPN 97.5
PJ and 92.5.
I am talking about Jim Fiume right now. I'm talking about Gulf Coast Windows. I'm talking about the greatest window in the history of windows. If you are somebody that is in the market, if you're building a home especially, or you walk by your windows and they're warm, okay, because that means that the air conditioning is escaping. You do not have good windows, people. What you need is Gulf Coast Windows, the best window in the market, period. All right? When you go and see this showroom of doors and windows, you're going to be like, wow, these are incredible. Vinyl, wood, aluminum, you got hurricane windows. It's just incredible, incredible, the windows that they've got there. Insulation second to none, warranties that they will stand behind their work every single time. This is the most reputable business. 36 years Jim Fiume has been in business. He is going to stand behind every window that he puts in every house. You're looking for the best window in the history of windows, there's one place to go, gulfcoastwindows.com. 713-849-5454 or gulfcoastwindows.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.